Welcome to the Sophia Chang Show. . 2013 was one of the happiest years of my entire life, and one of the hundreds of amazing things that happened for me that year was that I got to meet Kenny Stiles. If you're an Asian male, you need to be thanking Mr. Kenny Stiles, because not since Bruce Lee and Russell Wong have we had somebody forward the, let's say, virility of Asian men like Kenny Stiles, who is, for those of you who do not know, the first Asian straight male in porn in mainstream America. So I met Kenny Stiles at this Asian American conference that I think was being co-organized by somebody who went to Harvard quite a few years before me. And you know how they say you shouldn't meet your heroes or your idols? There is a lot of truth to that, especially when it comes to porn stars, because you know, you see him and he's so sexy and he's got these tattoos and his body is just, it looks amazing on celluloid. And then you see him in real life and he is so thin, like almost skinny. And you're like, oh God, you know, and like there's a little bit of a receding hairline. It's just a little bit more apparent. I hate saying this because the man is unbearably sexy. Okay, and that's not going to stop. That isn't, age isn't going to change that, nor is it going to change the endowment that he was blessed with. So nothing that I'm saying here should turn you off of watching his videos. If anything, I am encouraging people by the droves, especially fellow Asian Americans. This man is a hero. Now, he's not actually American. He's British. I know. That's probably partially why he was so successful in the industry here. You know, there's something about the accent that I'm sure loaned itself to that whole daddy dom thing, or the sexiness, the sex appeal of him. You know, there's just a hodgepodge of racial, gender, ethnic, you name it. A cross-sectional of all these issues, a confluence of them coming together in the phenomenon of Kenny Stiles, which I'm not going to go into in detail here because there have been plenty of professors and PhDs who've already written and been published in anthologies about him. You know, so I'm definitely not the first to talk about that. You can look that up on your own time. What I'm here to talk about is my experience meeting him and what makes Kenny Stiles so remarkable. He had a very difficult life, a difficult upbringing, which of course I can relate to. It's almost one of those stereotypical poor little porn star stories that you hear from the women in the industry. He was born in Thailand. His mother was a sex worker, and they moved to England when she married a British national. Once they divorced, however, she left to go back to Thailand, and she left him in an orphanage, basically. And so he grew up there and in group homes until he was 16 and joined the British forces. He actually served in the military before he became a porn star. And so he started in Eastern Europe. A lot of the famous ones did. Steve Holmes, who's another one of my faves, he actually started in Romania? In the Czech Republic. But anyway, Kenny Stiles, I think, started in the Czech Republic and then came over to LA, the capital of porn. See, you wonder why I say what I do about LA. This is what it has to be famous for. So Kenny Stiles comes in America, and in half of all the porn stars here, single-handedly transforming the industry, which heretofore has only had gay Asian male porn stars make it big, and then retires in 2015 in his 30s. I mean, you tell me if you're retired in your 30s. I mean, come on. He's a regular Horatio Algiers here. We've got this guy with this tragic backstory using just his bootstraps and an enormous penis. And I mean, that's really the key, right? So I met him and I got my picture taken with him. I'll see if I can find a link to drop for you guys, but it's in my social media. And you know, I don't do social media anymore, so I may or may not be able to dig that up for you. But I met him and I'm sure I said something like, "Oh, I am such a fan of your work." I mean, what do you say to a porn star? You know, it's like, "Oh man, I love your penis." Oh, that would have been so badass. I wish the me now could have coached me back then and been like, yeah, these are the things that you say to a porn star. Like, you look so hot naked. Like, no, don't say that. I didn't say any of that. He was wearing a polo. Okay. He was wearing this pastel polo shirt like somebody's dad. Which he's not. He's our daddy, but he's not a dad, thank God. That would just be too weird. That would be too freaking weird. It's like, my dad is like such a cool porn star. So anyway, so this is where it gets weird. I am the only female who has stayed after the panel in order to meet him. Like, I was really disappointed. Like, ladies, come on. Represent for your boy. This is our hero here. So I'm the only one, right? And then afterwards, it is a sausage party. It's only dudes who want to meet this guy. I'm sure they want to shake his hand and be like, "Oh, you touched Asa Akira." You know, whatever it was. Insert favorite porn star name there. It's all dudes, and they literally circle jerk around him, okay? They form this Asian circle around him, this like circle of nerds. I mean, it looks like a freaking League of Legends battle or something, and they're standing around him, all these virgins who live in their mom's basement, and me, who's like, I've taken my photo and I'm just backing away because I can feel the virgin vibes, and virgins just scare the shit out of me. So I'm backing away and they're all crowding around him, hoping that some of his virility will just rub off onto them or something, or, you know, rub off to him. I don't know what it is, okay? But, and he seems more comfortable with them. Like, he looks like he's just in a hurry to kind of take his picture with me and get rid of me. And he seems really into talking to the dudes. What I think is happening is because he's about to retire. So he's already loading up his website with like production content where he's trying to move into the production side, which a lot of porn stars do once they retire, male or female, they go into production because you get the money. You don't have to like show your bod, use your vajayjay anymore. So I think he's probably trying to network, which is really smart. Now, the second weird and almost creepy thing that happens is I run into two other Harvard classmates. Now, there are other panels going on, but this is the one that these two decide to show up at. And one of them is, like the general counsel or the attorney general or something. I'm not even shitting you. This person, I will not say this person's name, is the attorney general for one of the largest jurisdictions in the state of California. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm just going to leave it at that. The other one is I think, superintendent board of ed who is also like the youngest person to run for Congress in this person's jurisdiction. And I'm going to leave that at that. You guys can go and do your digging, do your little TMZing, or you can just contact me directly. I'll just give you their name straight out because what do I care? I don't have any stake in this whatsoever. And they were showing up at a public panel. Pictures are being taken. Video is being taken. I'm sure they're not embarrassed. I wouldn't be embarrassed either. But let's just say two of my former colleagues who are now high up political figures were at this panel. One of them made haste and ran off after, and the lawyer one did. And then the one who was running for office was somebody who was waiting in line to speak to Kenny Stiles. And this person's spouse was like, because the line was getting kind of long. And so this person's spouse was like, do you really want to wait? You know, it's just, oh God, she had this like, oh, Stepford wife cardigan, like wrapped around her shoulder. It was, I thought, I was looking at her. I was like, are you for real? Like, are you pretending to be a politician's wife in the Hamptons? Is this a joke? Because this is totally something I would do. Like, I do shit like that. Like, if I were married to somebody running for office, I would 100% dress like Jackie O, Eleanor Roosevelt. I would just show up in like a Betsy Ross outfit just to fuck around, because I would find that hilarious. But I think she was actually serious, because she had one of those news anchor Diane Sawyer kind of haircuts. I think she had like pearls in her ears. It was, oh my gosh, it was really ridiculous. It was like a tennis club outfit. I'm like kind of jealous. I was like, I can't even do things like that and pull that off without irony, without laughing the entire time. Anyway, so she was just like, are you gonna wait? And he was just like, no, I'm not. And he left in a hurry. I was like, hell yeah, I'm waiting. I'm gonna touch this man. This is my only chance to touch this man. So the moral of this story is, your elected officials love Kenny Stiles, and you should too. Is that a good takeaway? If you don't like that one, how about this? Stay away from tanning beds, because I was really surprised to find out that Kenny Stiles is not yet 40. Given the state of his skin, it reminds me of those white women in Florida with the wrinkly cleavages who are like the color of not their white selves anymore. And it just is not cute. That's like my biggest fear, is the wrinkle cleavage happening. I couldn't figure out why he looked like that. And I gotta say, it was my roommate who was like, I think it's the tanning. So wear sunscreen, stay away from tanning beds, and Congress people love porn stars. I just want to thank you so much for listening to The Sophia Chang Show, whether this is your first episode, which is a fantastic episode to start on, by the way, or you've been listening since day one in 2018. Without you, I would just be speaking into an empty room, which is really weird. You can help me out by passing this on to your friends, leaving a 5-star review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen. I'm all over the place. I just want to thank you for listening.